All right, man. So this is gonna be a video. I'm gonna name the average life of a the life of a average woman, the lifespan of an average woman. I think now I think some other guys on the internet done this. So I guess this is gonna be my shot at it. So first, I don't know how to stress so badly to you guys. I don't care how pretty they are. It goes the same. It, like all that, none of them are different. Most of them are going to be the same shit that you're going to come across in life. Most of them, like they might dress a little snazzier or whatever the fuck, but it's generally going to be the same shit. So let's start from the beginning. So birth, BURF, birth. They born, right? And like I stressed so many times, women are not naturally loving and caring. They do not naturally love and care. Men are more born naturally loving. Now, men don't like to share a lot. Little boys don't like to share, but boys will look out for other people naturally. That's why boys like superheroes. Because why? Because superheroes are strong and they save people from shit and they beat motherfuckers up to save other people. Women don't like that. Did you ever think about why? Because actions are being done for somebody else. That's why. What do little girls like when they grow up? They like Barbie doll, anything that has anything that the woman can envision herself in that role of getting more and how she can see herself in that Barbie doll and get more out of life just because she's a fucking woman. That's what little girls like. They don't naturally love you. They don't naturally like and they're not naturally pleasant to be around. See, all that shit is dumb shit that's been put in your head from fucking movies and TVs. And it's so bad that even bitches fail for it. They fail for it. They think I'm supposed to be loving and caring because they didn't get it. They like, because they're like, what the fuck? That's supposed to be me? Like, so anyway, so when they're small, if you ever had any little nieces, nephews, little cousins, watch how they move. Now, I mean, there may be some exceptions here or there, but on average, it's going to be the same shit. When they start to age a little bit, they start hitting what, about 6, 7, 8, 9. The little girl's gonna start having a little boy that has a that likes her, and of course she don't know what to do with it, and she's gonna throw him away. Blah 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 da da da. And there is no now. The little boy he'll come. The little boy will hit. The little boy will come around and try to give her shit, try to do shit for her. See, little girl, she ain't trying to do that for a little boy. Okay. When the girls are that young, the little girls try to come around and just be wanted because they're them. See, little girls, they not going to the little boys trying to give them gifts and Valentine's Day presents and shit like that. They not trying to give nothing to you other than their existence as girl. See, like, pay attention to how they move, man. Because I got a lot of younger cousins. I only have a few nieces and nephews, but I had a lot of younger cousins, and I watch it happen time after time. This is what they do. Little girls, they're not trying to come physically carry something to you. All right, who's doing it? Is the guy? See, the boys being a nurturing one. For real, if you really watch it, the little boy is the one trying to be the nurturing one, the caring one, trying to make sure she's okay and this and that. If the girl likes you, more times than not, she's gonna be shy and she's expecting to just stand there and you just come along and give her some shit. You see what I'm saying? She's not trying to give it to you. So anyway, back to okay. So what begins to happen is little girls that they're watching all these movies and shit like that, and so they're starting to realize that the pretty girl that the pretty girl is getting all the attention from the boys, but she doesn't really know why, because you know her, she's still young, she doesn't really get it. So over time, she starts to see, you know, maybe her, she's starting to pay a little more attention, realizing like, oh, her auntie or her older cousin, female cousin, is starting to get attention from men, and she's seeing them kiss and hug and shit like that. So now she's starting to do the math. She's seeing people, you know, outside, like hearing it. Now she's starting to think. Oh, you mean guys like to touch women? Guys want to touch and hold. Or she's probably even hearing stories from her older sister or something about, you know, having sex with boys and shit like that, because that'll keep boys around. You see, so now's the whole, because at first they ain't really like a woman. See, you got to remember, in a woman's brain, at the core, she truly believes that her pure existence warrants her everything, warrants her to have access to everything you own. That's it. I still remember asking. I think it was one of my younger female cousins. I think I asked her, "Why should that little boy like you? Why should he want you?" Because we found out that this boy down the street liked her, that she liked him. So I asked her. I said, "Why should that little boy like you? Like, what do you have to give him?" She goes, "Oh, well, me. That is just me. I just sit here and I deserve everything. That's it." And if you break down every woman's mind, if you break her down, she will have the same exact fucking response. See, she learned. See, all these women in this video, they learned that, oh, if I put on makeup, I get a little more attention. If I fuck a guy, oh, I get a little more attention. But see, but then it comes in like they want attention. See, okay, now here's the next part. Because at first they're gonna do the whole thing of, you know, they're figuring out what's getting a little more attention. Because like I said, women are not loving; they're not caring. So they don't they don't understand, you know, how loving and caring equals being likable. They literally have to send bitches to etiquette school to figure that out, because they don't get it. They don't know. But because of what? Women are they are not naturally born loving and caring. See, becoming loving and caring, that comes way down the line. All right, that comes way later. Because see, in these ages, they're still in their physical prime. They don't gotta be loving and caring. You don't have to be. somebody's gonna still pay them attention just because of how they look. They know it. In this regard, they're not stupid. Okay. So like I said earlier, the little girls, like they're seeing nowadays they're growing even faster. Every generation they go, they grow a step faster. So they're seeing, you know, they're figuring out what's getting more attention from boys. They're slowly figuring it out. And boys do the same thing for girls. We try to figure out what's getting a girl, what's getting more girls, blah, blah, blah. But see, the thing is, if a guy's sitting around trying to figure out what's getting girls, and then the guy's kind of come, the guy has any sense of coming off that he picked it up from somewhere else, the girl's not interested. See, guys have to, guy, we, as from boys to men, we have to figure out the entire balancing act to stay attractive to women. This is how, another point where women just have it easier in a dating market, especially if they just, you know, didn't eat McDonald's five times a day and took a fucking bath and, you know, and washed their damn hair. All they got to do is stand there and be a woman, and it really don't matter what they do next. They think it does, but it really, as long as they're in these age groups and they took a fucking bath, it's not, and they're not a complete fucking bitch, it's not gonna matter. So anyway, over the years, they're slowly figuring out, oh, you mean if I just sit there with the guy for a while, he likes that? You know, Because their whole tactic is trying to figure out what Kim Kardashian did, what fucking, I don't know what another one, I don't know any of the current girls that are, you know, mainstream and shit, but they spend their whole, like, their entire lives in the beginning, in these ages, it's spent experimenting. They're experimenting what's keeping Todd, what's keeping Joe, what's keeping Derek, what's keeping Allen. That, like, that, where the guys who were getting these girls in these ages, these guys are trying to marry, these guys are trying to put babies in these bitches and make them baby mama type of shit. But see, bitches in these ages, their whole thing is figuring out how much they can get out of Eric if they wear these heels and this and that, and how many stares they get when they walk into the movie theater. And then, oh, well, Eric, he hung around for a while, but he didn't give me as much as I thought I'd get, so I dumped him, girl. Anyway, let's see how much I can get out of Derek. See, especially these ages, they don't love you. Especially in these ages, women don't love you. I hate to break it down. I don't care how much you think she loves you. She don't love you. Okay, and I'm honest. My girl don't love me. She says she does, but she, I know that, because I know how women are. They don't love you, man. I hate to break it to you, but I'm not trying to say this to make you hate women. How you get good with women is accept what they are, know what they are, accept it, and move on with your life. These bitches don't have the intelligence to love something other than themselves. All right. They just don't have it because it's what they're built. See, look, learning how to love and be loving and caring, that shit comes much later. Or it comes when a woman has realized she cannot compete with these relatively, you know, this type of looking mainstream bitch. Once the woman has realized she can't keep up with that, see, that's when the actual, you know, true, any, if she even tries then. That's, and a lot of them just say, fuck it, I'm not trying anything. Because trying to be a decent human, that's a hard thing to do when you don't know how to do, when you don't know how to be that. If you don't know how to be a decent human and you got to learn after 25, 30 years of being a complete fucking cunt, that's a hard transition. So a lot of bitches just say, fuck it, I'm just going to be a cunt the rest of my life because that's too hard. That's too difficult. I'd rather just wait for some chump to deal with my bullshit than to go out and actually try to be a decent human to attract a decent man. That's too hard for a lot of them. So like I said, so we left off around so from about the ages of 9 to about 15, 16, they're experimenting to try to see what's keeping, you know, the boy they like around. Because if they don't like the boy, they don't care what that boy likes. I mean, he doesn't exist. He's nothing. You see, loving and caring. They don't have it. From my little female cousin, shit like that, from about the ages of 9 to about 15, 16, those are the years where they're like, that is purely spent experimenting with men, with boys, to see what they like, what's keeping them around, what's this, what's that. Well, do I like this? Do I like that? These years are spent experimenting. And these are the years where a lot of young boys will kill themselves because the young boy wanted to put that woman in his life for real. And this is why I say it flips. Men are born with this loving and caring and devotion shit and pair bonding shit. We're born with that shit naturally, for real. And then over the years, we learn to say, fuck it, where women are not born with it. They don't have that. Women do not have the mental capacity to genuinely love another human, at least for the first 30 years of their life. They don't have it. They're faking it because they know society wants to see that out of them, but they don't have it. And for a lot of them, it's too much pressure. So then they try to hide from the world even more. They really ain't trying to talk to nobody. Because it's too much pressure to try to change. These bitches, they are not lovable. They don't love anybody else but themselves. All right? You got to remember that. Don't hate them, but you got to accept women for what they are. They have to learn to become loving. And like I said, it's usually after they've exhausted their youth and or beauty. Once that's been exhausted, that's when genuine personality begins. Whatever personality she has will start to come out, because it's not going to come out while they still look like this. Well, see some old bitches right here. But anyway, so after I say between the ages of 9 to 15, from the ages like 9 to like 17 or 18, those are the years that are purely spent, like pretty much from the starts to like, from their freshman year of college to like their master's degree of manipulating men. That's the female time frame of their manipulation tactics. Let me rewind this shit so I don't fucking have to restart it. That is the time frame for, see, that is if especially if the girl is physically attractive, that is the woman's fucking college education right there. That is woman university. The ages of 9, if she's physically attractive, the ages of roughly 9 to about 16, that woman will now have a master's degree in male manipulation by the time she's 18, 19, 20. She's got a master's in male manipulation, okay? They all know it. Now, and just like with university degrees, some people go out there and they kick the world's ass. Other people, they get too afraid to act in the real world with their degrees and end up going back to Pizza Hut and working, you know, because they're too afraid to mentally take that next jump in life. It happens. I get it. But for a woman, the ages from 9 to 18, those are their years in university. And they're getting their master's in manipulating men because they're getting approached by all different ages of men. And like I said in my Patreon video, I might just put this on Patreon. I don't know. But You gotta remember, man, since they're a bit, since these bitches right here, since they were 12, 13, 14, they was either getting ran through or they were getting propositioned to get ran through by men well up until they 50s and 60s. All right. Just because of what they are. We ain't have to hear nothing about what they talking about. Well, not that one on the left, but maybe the one on the right. Okay. I'm not even gonna say something. I was gonna say something kind of mean on a personal level, but I'm not gonna say that. But but they get propositioned for sex from all different. See, men, see, we don't get that. We don't get women, 40-year-old women, 50-year-old women trying to come have sex with us when we're 18, 19. We don't get that anywhere near the same rate that a woman will. So she has a ton more practice, right? So once they hit 19, 20, 21, now it's game on. Okay, now it's game on. She's figured out, she like most of them will do great jobs on how to read men, what they want within the first 10 seconds of talking to them. All that shit. So see, that's when, like, okay, for example, like when you go to a place like Texas, New York City, Los Angeles, see, that's when you see them 22-year-old bitches pulling up in Lamborghinis. See, because she got her master's degree in male manipulation. And she looks like she took a bath and keep herself somewhat in shape. She knows what kind of guy she's fucking with. Like I said so many times before, man, to be a woman is to be prostitute. It just matters. What matters is the prostitution happening. Like, see, in a woman's head, woman only sees prostitute as, did I get money within 5 minutes of sucking this dude's dick? Hard cash put in my hand after sucking this dude's dick. That's a prostitute. But see, what these girls don't realize is to be woman is to be prostitute. It's your nature. If a guy does not fend for you in some kind of way, if a guy does not show you any type of protection, your pussy will not work for him. If you do not see some type of perceivable protection, whether it's status protection, financial protection, or physical protection, your vagina will not work for him. If it worked for him one time, it's probably because you were just horny, and it didn't work too long after that for that man who couldn't protect you on any one of those three levels. And intelligence, that's a gray fourth spot. That's a gray fourth spot. But the top are physical, financial, just pretty much general protective intelligence. If you're in the college world, if you're really in the university world, and she's a university, then sometimes intelligence can work. Sometimes in the real world it can work. But that's a gray zone. But yeah, so this is what I say. Okay, back to the topic. So between the age of, I say, 20 to about 26 is game time, right? Game time. They've been manipulating men since they were fucking 9 years old for the past 11 years. Getting approached by men. If they created a fucking profile on any website with a female named Danielle, or her inbox is filled by that night. She knows, she has learned you. She has studied man. Even when she wasn't even really trying to sometimes, she still was getting a paid internship. She was fucking 10 years old. She was getting gifts from boys at school. She was in college with a paid internship for the last 11 years, son. So by the time you hit 20, you ain't had none of that. So you are just completely underqualified for her pussy. Guess where her pussy's going? To that man who's done something with his life, who had enough time to do who had enough time to be accomplished in some way. That's all her pussy's going to work for. Because what? Women always go up. They never stay equal and down. They always going up. Always. See, that's why you're not going to find many women who were 22 and met their husband when they were 22 and they got married. You're not going to find that a lot. It happens. Or they'll be in relationships or sometimes. It don't happen, but it doesn't last too long. And I tell you, because another reason why is because guys like me, I'll be 35 this month. You know how easy it would be for me? Well, I've done it before. Take guys, girl. The one girl I told you guys about, the 20, when I think I was like 27 and the girl was, she was 20. And I took her from her boyfriend. It was so easy. He pretty much just gift wrapped her to me. It's so easy for guys like me to take it. Even if a guy who's 22 got a girl who was 22 and was great to her, it would be so easy for guys who know women to cut that shit off and have her over here with me. It would be so, because, and it, I wouldn't even have to say a lot. he would say a lot for me. The fact that he would bring up my name or that dude, that guy, that one guy, he would bring, because he doesn't understand women's nature at 22. It's very difficult to understand women's nature at 22, well, at least when I was coming up. So anyway, back to the main topic. So from 20 to about 27 is game time. They've had their paid internships for the last 11 years. Okay, free gifts, free foods, free dinner, all because they just woman who smiled. All right. Don't nobody know what this bitch even talking about. Don't nobody know what her goals, ambitions are for. I mean, she's going to say whatever basic goal, ambition that she thinks you want to hear. I'll be a nurse. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a psychologist. All the basic bullshit because she don't know. Because she knows nothing other than working on her master's degree for how to manipulate men. She knows nothing. Okay. So the good ones, when they hit 22, 23, they gonna have plenty of money in the bank. Cause they know all them beta. They know all the beta boys out there. They know all the beta boys out there who's gonna give them free attention, give them money, because they think they being a good friend. And they know. They spent the last 11 years studying men. And then when men try to teach something for the last year, see, that's why bitches hate red pill. Because we can destroy everything they learned in 11 years in 11 minutes. That's why they hate red pill shit. Real red pill motherfuckers. That's why they hate us. Because we will destroy, we can rattle off their entire fucking life and what they did in fucking 20 minutes. I mean, I'm at 21 minutes. That's why they don't like all them days of studying, all that shit's gone to waste. So like I said, from age like 20, 22 to like 27, 28, don't I say 26, 27 is game time. Game time. They know men. Now they old enough, they can even rent their own car. They can openly fuck with a 35, 36 and up year old dude and not be ridiculed too bad by it. By her friends, because now she's actually of a legal age and, you know, all that shit. Now she can openly do it. Oh, it's game time. She getting all types of free meals and free cars. And I remember one old friend I had, he gave his bitch a car. His bitch treated him like shit. And he gave her a car. For no other reason than she was a woman. And she really respected me for some reason. Probably because she could smell I just wasn't going to entertain that shit. But she treated him like, his name was Nick. Treated him like shit. I wonder whatever happened to Nick, because she worked at Subway, too, and treated him like dog shit, and he gave her a car. Don't stop giving them stuff, man, for free, because they know all the fucking chumps. Every woman, I don't care how fat she is, how ugly she is, how tall, how old she is, every woman knows exactly which beta chumps are in her life and which one she can get something out of when she needs it. They all do. All of them know them. They just waiting to see if life gets too hard for if they got to go back to them or not. They all know it. So the next step in life, once they start hitting 25, 26, is they start to realize, uh-oh, I'm getting a little older. This wasn't supposed to happen. My tits are sagging just a little bit. I'm starting to get crow's feet a little bit. You know, I got to say hi. I guess you got to drink water to have my skin glowing again. I got to put effort in. I got to drink water now. What the fuck? Water? What the fuck is that? Is that a type of tree? What the fuck is water? She don't know what none of that shit is, right? So see, now slowly becomes, so what's going to happen? Now she's starting to talk to her mother again. Now she's starting to talk to the older women in her life and ask them questions. And they're starting to say, yeah, girl, it's your turn. And she's trying to fight it. No, it's not me. I'm going to be young and hot forever. I'm going to be young and have tight skin forever. And she tries to fight it. And she tries to fight it for a few more years until she finally has to submit to father time, like all bitches do. And this is why all the older women, when you see all the older women in life, and pay attention to this. When you see all those women over like 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, once you see all those bitches out there like that, this is why, and I'm not saying all of them are pieces of shit. Most of them, when you see them, the reason why they always walking around with that frown and they look kind of mad, you know what I'm saying, and they look kind of tired and exhausted, is because they've hit that sad realization that they've been cheated. They feel as if they've been cheated in life. Because they all thought that they were going to be invincible forever. They all thought they were going to be 20 forever and didn't really have to care and still get, you know, tons of attention from people for free just because they're a woman. See, that is the core of why they owe it. They're all frowning, mad, complaining all the time. Most of them, not all of them, because there are some good ones over 30. I'm not going to act like there aren't. There are some good ones over 30. But most of them, that's why. Because they could be, and they're going to spend the rest of their life with this feeling as if they've been cheated, as if they've been, and the thing is they can it's almost like death. Well, it is like death in a sense, because they will never ever be able to go back and be 19 again, and they'll have to live with the memories while they watch the new younger girls come up. So it's a mixture of being cheated in life and death, because they can never go back to get they can never go back to compete with well, these girls ain't all that right now, but they can never go back to compete with what they used to be, and they're just going down from there. That's why they're walking around fucking mad and shit. Borderline angry. They always like you to the point where you just don't even want to talk to them. You really don't want them around you that much. You really don't want them around you at all, because you know if they talk too much, you know where it's going to go. She's going to be mad at some man because she thought he liked her and he just used her as a pump and dump before he went off to, you know, something younger and better and all this shit. You already know where it's going to go. You already know. But yeah, what is this? This is another ad. What is this? Shoot. Become a legend. What that ad just said? I think YouTube listening to me, because why they bring up this game exactly while I was talking about this shit? And now the bitch gonna go out and hurt all these men. Look at this shit. All the dude whipped their ass. Okay, you guys see this ad? Yeah, I beat the mans. That's gangster. He got a 14. Become a legend. And see, and the thing is this, man, like, I'm just going on a rant for the next 5 minutes before this video is over. The thing is, see, men would do a better job. And see, the women could blame this on the men, but it's really the women who do it for real. Because men would treat women better on a whole if women had ever treated men better when they were in there. See, because women get that prime. Women hit their prime physically and mentally and all that shit without even trying. Well, the thing is, mentally, they can do it. They just don't want to do it. They have the ability to do it. They just really don't want to do it. But see, when they're young and beautiful and all that shit, see, she ain't trying to fucking help anybody else out. She ain't trying to do anything else on the planet, but whatever's going to be better for her. See, this is why, and like I say in my older videos, man, see, this is why, like, the whole timetable flips. Men start out loving and caring, trying to help everybody out. Then when we get older, we just like, fuck it. Like, fuck it. You know, take it or leave it. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. I really don't care. And then women, they start out on that, well, fuck it. Take it or leave it. I really don't care. And then once they see she all up in herself in that phone. See, she's all up in herself. Get that shit about. See, and the funny part is, her like women's destiny is guaranteed to go down. Like, it's nothing they can do about it. Like, they are going to fade. Whereas men, even if we look good, our looks are going to fade. But see, we can transfer what we're good for in the world into resources of, in some other sense. Where, like, see, everything about this little bitch with her face all on the camera and her little friend, see, all that makeup and look and nails and all that shit, she will never look this good again. And there's nothing else she can really translate to get a respectable, you know, human out of this shit again. It's really not. I mean, some of them can switch to be loving and caring, but even then, you can tell, like, they're really faking it because they know they had to do it because there's no other way for them to, you know, keep a man around, kind of thing. This is why, like, I'm trying to stress to you guys. Women are not naturally loving. They are not caring. They don't. Don't be mad about it. Just know what they are and accept it. Now, maybe your mother was loving and caring to you. That's cool. But you, like, men have to get out of that seeing their mother in other women shit. Women are like in the world, in the wild, they don't love you, man. They don't care. They care about what's going to help them look better in the long run. It's all a stock market game for them. That's all it is. What's going to be the best investment for the long run for my status among my other female friends? That's all it is, man. That's all it is. They don't love you. So just accept that shit for what it is and move on. Don't be mad about it. Don't hate bitches, nothing like that. Don't do it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, still, you know, still tell your female cousin happy Mother's Day and all that shit. Do all that. Do I mean, you know, because it's what they are. Okay, being mad at a woman is the same thing as like being mad at a lion or being mad at hyenas because they kill motherfuckers and eat them flat out. Like, no, you don't hate lions. You don't hate hyenas because you know you learned that hyenas like to hunt and kill and bully other animals just because that's what they do, and you accepted it. You know, oh, well, that's hyena, and moving on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you got to look at women. Don't be mad at them. Just my job, what I want to do is to inform you of what this hyena is and why you should to know what it is before. Because see, now the difference between a hyena, I'm ranting too long now. The difference between a hyena and a female in the dating world is this. See, the hyena isn't putting on makeup and all this shit and trying to act like it's a fucking zebra. You see, a hyena is not putting on makeup and try to pretend to be an antelope. Either you go up and try to pet an antelope and that motherfucker turns to a hyena and goes fucking crazy. Is a piece of shit, you know, in real life. Whereas, see, women, on the other hand, women pretty much, okay, to equate this shit to jungle shit, women pretty much can't even eat unless they dress themselves up to look like an antelope, because don't nobody want to be around no hyena except other hyenas. Right? No, nobody else, no other, I don't think no other animal likes hyenas except other hyenas. All right? And the same thing with women. When women are being women for real, don't nobody else wants to be around women except other miserable women. That's where you get female dating strategy, but that's a whole nother topic. But then they got painting themselves up to look like a damn antelope and zebra just to get any attention. So then once they figure out, oh, I look more like a peaceful zebra and antelope than you do, girl, so I'm getting more attention. Or they even brought me to the zoo. I get pet all day, girl. And they all do that shit. They all put on that fucking facade like they this peaceful, loving, caring antelope that just lick your ham. It is peaceful, loving, caring thing, and you actually get to learn what they are, and you see, oh man, no man, this is a hyena with antelope makeup on, and that's what they are. But even then, you don't hate hyenas; you just accept what they are. Move on. I think the hatred comes in is that you fail for them being an ant. You fail for them for their trick of having that appearance of being an antelope slash prey, and you find out they're a hyena. And that shit fucking sucks to realize that shit for real. But yeah, that's it, man. I mean, okay, and not all women are hyenas. Most are, but all of them aren't. There are some antelopes for real out there. Well, most of them are gonna be antelopes with hyenas with antelope makeup on. But anyway, I'm out, man. You guys have a good day. I might put this on Patreon. I might put this on my regular YouTube channel. I don't know. I think about it. All right, man. You guys have a good day. Bye.